Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York City will be kicking off a major media campaign aimed at educating parents about a disease linked to COVID-19, which can be fatal, pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome. Mayor de Blasio.
We all have to work together, hoping and praying that there will not be another child lost and that we can save every child going forward. But again, that vigilance is crucial. It's crucial in the whole healthcare system, which is why our health commissioner issued an alert to all healthcare providers to immediately both look for these symptoms in children and act on them, but also report any and all activity to the health department so we could understand better how to fight back this problem.
Governor Cuomo says there have been 102 cases and 3 deaths in the state. 60% of the children with symptoms tested positive for coronavirus, 40% tested positive for its antibodies.
It affects children of all races. And it's not just in New York. The Department of Health sent an alert to 49 other states. Dr. Zucker has been leading this conversation nationwide. 14 other states are now investigating cases in their state.
Our Darius Radzius spoke with several pediatricians who explained what we're looking at here.
Hospitals are seeing more children come in with a medical condition that's believed to be linked with COVID-19. Dr. James Schneider is with Northwell's Cohen Children's Medical Center.
Our institution's seen many kids already admitted over this entire COVID era, probably over 100 already so far.
He says he's concerned about how sick kids are getting from this syndrome called pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or PMIS.
I do still get reassured that it's still relatively a small number of children, I'd consider it still a rare syndrome.
Still, worried parents are calling their pediatricians like Dr. John Zasso on Long Island.
We're getting a lot of phone calls, yes, particularly every time a child gets a rash now.
But he still encourages parents to call.
I'd rather you call me and we look at this and see what's going on and make sure that's not the problem.
Dr. Schneider says parents should look for these symptoms.
The most common symptoms kids are presenting with are persistent fever for at least 3 or 4 days, and they most commonly will have gastrointestinal symptoms. They have abdominal pain.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds News.